Ever felt that nagging ache right on the outside of your elbow? Maybe after something totally normal, like, I don't know, using a screwdriver, not even playing sports.
Oh, yeah, that specific spot.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into just that, tennis elbow. We're going to look at, what it actually is, what causes it, how it gets diagnosed, the treatments,
And the outlook, you're
right, the
thinking.
whole picture. And we're drawing our info from orthoeducation.com. It's a really great free resource for this kind of musculoskeletal stuff.
High quality, peer-reviewed information there.
Definitely. So our mission really is just to break down tennis elbow, make it clear and understandable so you feel informed about this, well, pretty common condition. Remember, though, this is educational. If you've got health concerns, see a professional.
Absolutely. Always the best first step. So, tennis elbow. It's kind of funny we still call it that.
Right. Because it's not just tennis players.
Not at all. I mean, sure, those repeated backhands can be a factor, but the medical term lateral epicondylitis points to something broader. Lateral epicondylitis.
Okay.
And that pain right on the outside of the elbow, that's basically where the tendons connecting your forearm muscles to that bony bit out there get, well, irritated or sometimes slightly
So
damaged.
the name's a bit of a misnomer then. It's not exclusively for the tennis crowd.
Precisely. Think about painters, carpenters.
Lots of wrist action.
Exactly. Gardeners too. Pruning,
Yeah.
clipping, even, lots of typing or mouse work.
Really? This it
Kybing.
could contribute, yeah.
Yeah.
The common thread is that repetitive use of the arm and wrist. It's interesting, studies show a big chunk of people with tennis elbow have never really played tennis seriously.
Okay, so it boils down to that repeated motion, the repeat, repeat, repeat factor. But let's get into the mechanics. What's actually going on in the elbow joint to cause that pain?
Well, if you zoom in, it usually starts with those repetitive movements, especially anything involving extending your wrist back or rotating your forearm, like using a screwdriver, for instance.
Those actions put a lot of repeated stress on one specific tendon, the tendon of the extensor carpi radialis brevis muscle, ECRB for short.
ECRB. Got it. Extensor carpi radialis brevis. And that muscle's job is.
It's really important for stabilizing your wrist, particularly when your elbow is straight, and its tendon attaches right there on that outer bony part of the elbow, that lateral epicondyle.
Okay, so all that repetition,
Yeah.
what does it do to that specific tendon?
Well, think of it like a rope being constantly tugged. Over time, especially without enough rest, tiny little tears can start to form in the tendon
Oh,
fibers.
you know, micro tears.
Exactly. And that causes inflammation and irritation right where the tendon meets the bone. Basically, localized tendonitis. The key issue is just that repeated load, that pressure without enough downtime for recovery.
Tiny tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense why it would hurt.
Yeah.
So if someone thinks, hey, this sounds like me, how do doctors usually confirm it? Is it like a bunch of scans?
You know, that's a good point. Diagnosing tennis elbow is often pretty straightforward.
So.
A doctor or physio will first listen to you describe the symptoms, where it hurts, what makes it worse, that kind of thing.
Right, the history.
Then comes the physical exam. They'll likely press gently on that outer elbow spot over the bone, and they might ask you to do specific movements like bending your wrist back or straightening your fingers against some resistance.
And if that makes the elbow pain flare up,
That's a pretty strong indicator it's tennis elbow, yeah.
so it's more about that hands-on check than, say, complex imaging.
Exactly. For most cases, you really don't need x-rays or MRIs for the initial diagnosis. The exam usually tells the story.
Okay.
Now, if the pain is, really severe, or it's just not getting better with the usual treatments, or maybe they suspect something else is going on, maybe like a nerve issue or some arthritis in the elbow joint itself, in those cases, yeah, a doctor might order an MRI mainly to rule those other things out, but it's not the standard first step.
Okay, that's helpful to know. It's usually diagnosed directly. So let's move on to treatment. What actually helps get rid of this this nagging pain?
The good news is most people with tennis elbow get better with pretty simple non-surgical approaches.
That's encouraging. Like what?
Well, number one is rest. Seriously, giving that irritated tendon a break from whatever's aggravating it is crucial. It needs time to heal.
Makes sense. Stop pulling on the rope, basically.
Right, and ice. Applying ice packs 15, 20 minutes at a time, several times a day, can really help knock down the pain and the inflammation.
Okay, rest and ice. Standard stuff, but important. What else?
Over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs like ibuprofen, those can help manage the pain and reduce swelling too.
Right.
And then there's physical therapy. This is a really key part.
The exercises.
Exactly. A therapist can guide you through specific stretches and then gradually strengthening exercises for the forearm, muscles, and tendons. This doesn't just help healing, it also helps prevent it coming back.
Building resilience, sort of.
Precisely. And another thing you often see is a forearm brace or strap.
Oh yeah, those bands people wear below the elbow.
That's the one, a counterforce brace. It's worn just below the elbow. And the idea is it helps take some pressure off that specific injured spot on the tendon when you use your arm. It kind of redirects the forces.
Interesting. So it's a combination approach, really. Rest, ice, maybe some meds, definitely the exercises, and maybe a brace for support.
That's generally the plan, yes.
We have been talking about tennis elbow based on information from the free and peer-reviewed patient education website, OrthoEducation, at www.orthoeducation.com.
So that covers the main non-surgical things.
Right. But what happens if someone tries all the rest, the ice, the physio, the brace, and months later, the pain is just still there? Does surgery ever become an option?
It's really important to stress that surgery for tennis elbow is actually quite rare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the vast majority of people, we're talking, you know, well over 90%, they get better with those conservative treatments we just discussed if they stick with them.
Over 90%. That's high.
It is. So surgery is usually only considered if the pain is really severe, really persistent, like lasting maybe 6 months or even longer, and it just hasn't responded to a really good try with all the other non-surgical stuff.
So definitely not the first thing doctors jump to, a last resort.
Absolutely, a last resort. If it does get to that point, the typical surgery involves removing the damaged, unhealthy part of the tendon and then reattaching the remaining healthy tendon back to the bone. But again, that's only after exhausting the other options over a decent amount of time.
Okay, that's quite reassuring, actually, that surgery isn't common. So for the majority who do get better with rest and therapy and so on, what's the general outlook? How long does recovery usually take?
Generally, the long-term outlook is very good. Excellent, even.
Good to hear.
With the right approach and, you know, sticking to the plan, most people recover fully. They get back to their normal activities without ongoing problems.
And the time frame, are we talking weeks, months?
It varies, of course. Depends on how bad it was to start with and how consistent you are with treatment. But typically, people start feeling significantly better within, say, a few weeks to a few months.
A few weeks to a few months. Okay. That doesn't sound too bad in the grand scheme of things.
No, usually not. And a key thing for preventing it coming back is just being mindful, taking breaks during those repetitive activities.
Right. Not pushing through the pain.
Exactly. Listening to your body. That's crucial for avoiding overuse issues in general.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap of our deep dive. Tennis elbow, or lateral epicondylitis, is that pain on the outside of your elbow. It's from irritation or tiny tears in the tendons there.
Mm-hmm. Often from repetitive wrist and forearm stuff.
Right, not just tennis. Diagnosis is usually physical exam, not automatic scans. And treatment is mostly conservative.
Right.
Rest, ice, maybe anti-inflammatories, physical therapy is key.
And sometimes that forearm brace.
Yeah, surgery. Very rare. And the outlook is usually great, full recovery in weeks to months for most people.
That sums it up perfectly. And maybe the biggest takeaway for you listening is really pay attention to those signals from your body.
The little twinges.
Yeah. Those early aches, they mean something. Recognizing them early, maybe changing how you do things, taking more breaks, or, you know, getting it checked out sooner rather than later. That can make a massive difference.
Stops it becoming a bigger problem down the line.
Exactly. Just understanding how these common things work, like tennis elbow and what the treatment involves, it genuinely helps you take better care of yourself, puts you more in control.
We have just discussed tennis elbow based on information from the free, easy-to-understand patient education website, OrthoEducation, available at www.orthoeducation.com. Please remember, this podcast is for general educational purposes only. If you're dealing with an injury or have concerns about your health, be sure to consult a trained healthcare professional.